Judging from his suit, which was excessively drab but expensive, and his speech, which was uninflected and precise, I guessed he was a banker, perhaps a lawyer, even a professor in one of the larger, better universities. It never occurred to me that he might be something else until, during a lull in our conversation, he suddenly got up and began dancing. That's right. Uh-huh. Party, plainly disturbed by this, affected a more intense involvement in their conversation than was necessary. They spoke loudly, rapidly, but the man continued dancing, and because I recognized what calling, what distant music he obeyed, I envied him. I did!